The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joined now from Barcelona by freelance journalist Stephen Bergen, because as you will have heard, there have been extraordinary flash floods in the last number of hours in Spain. Valencia having suspended all train services and current death toll estimated to be somewhere in the region of 51 people. Stephen, reports are suggesting that Spain saw a year, or regions of Spain saw a year's worth of rain in 8 hours.
That's possibly an exaggeration, but certainly parts of Valencia had basically four or five times the October rainfall in the matter of basically minutes or half an hour. So in parts of the region, it's been extremely intense. It was predicted. We get these weather events every year, but it was not predicted to be this intense. And I think it's caught everyone off guard. And I suspect that as there are many people still trapped in remote regions, that the death toll is likely to rise.
The fact that it caught everybody off guard, I assume, means that nobody had, or very few people had, the opportunity to evacuate. What have been the worst hit regions and how have they been affected?
The worst hit regions are basically the interior of Valencia, and then a bit little bit further to the west in Castilla-La Mancha, particularly around the town of Albacete. And basically, it's just the rivers couldn't contain the amount of water pouring into them, burst their banks, washed away bridges and roads. And I think, you know, people expect these weather events, but they don't expect it to be that severe. So although they were warned, I think a lot of people, you know, were caught in their cars and perhaps trying to get home. But it happened. I can't sort of exaggerate how quickly this happened. It was really almost instantaneous.
What's the situation now? Are the floodwaters beginning to recede?
No, because it's still raining. I think it's not as intense as you've probably seen in various videos, but it's still raining, and the storm is moving northwards with less intensity, but is likely to cause more trouble, but, you know, hopefully not on this scale.
And the impact on services and broader life. I hear reports that Spanish Parliament has been suspended, rail services around Valencia suspended.
Yes, the port's been closed. The airport's functioning, but a lot of flights have been cancelled. People have been told to stay home. I would imagine that at some point the Spanish government will formally declare this a catastrophe, which, you know, brings in different resources to help it. But apart from the loss of human life, the damage to the regions, to housing, to businesses, to agriculture is enormous.
What is the reaction among Spanish people that you've been speaking to?
I think people are really shocked. I mean, we have seen these events before, then nothing on this scale since 1987. Which was before I lived here. But I think people are, you know, we have that this, like I said, this happens every September, October, that we get a certain amount of flooding in the East Coast. But I think people are really shocked at the extent of it.
Stephen, thanks very much for your time. That's Stephen Bergen, who is a freelance journalist in Barcelona. If you want to get in touch with the show, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can get us on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. That, of course, for free.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.